Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Luck and being born in the right zip code in the United States of America should not be the determinant of where you end up in the United States of America. People who are fortunate, like I have been, have a responsibility to stand up and serve.
Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips on his long shot bid to take the Democratic nomination from President Joe Biden. In spite of not being on the ballot, the president has won the New Hampshire primary thanks to a successful write-in campaign. With less than a quarter of the votes counted, media outlets also declared former President Donald Trump the winner over former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley by a sound but not huge margin. Trump looks likely to get more than 52% of the votes in a high turnout election, a result sure to increase calls for Haley to drop out. North Dakota Governor and former candidate Doug Burgum is now stumping for Trump, preparing for a race against the incumbent.
When Donald Trump was president, our nation was safe and our nation was prosperous. Joe Biden, his weakness has led to war. His weakness and his appeasement has led to our adversaries like Iran and Russia making hundreds of billions of dollars selling oil to China.
Observers say China isn't actually buying oil from Iran now. The most recent economic data shows a very low unemployment rate and slowing inflation, along with improving economic confidence. The U.S. ranked 31st for global voter turnout, but some states are considering requiring citizens to go to the polls. Many high turnout countries like Australia have what's known as universal voting, and Miles Rappaport with 100% Democracy says it could change the incentives and make politics more moderate.
Right now, the currency in the United States for campaigns and political parties is to gin up your own base as much as you can. Some people say it's enraged to engage, and then try to depress the turnout of your opponents.
Senate leadership is sounding a bit more confident about a bipartisan deal on border funding and foreign aid. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says divided government has succeeded in forcing what could be a successful compromise.
If this were not divided government, we wouldn't have an opportunity to do anything about the border. In fact, I don't think we'd get 60 votes for any border plan if we had a fully Republican government.
Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says hard-right Republicans have only made a difficult conversation harder because they want an issue, not a solution.
Many of them are motivated by naked partisanship. Others are taking cues from Donald Trump. These hard-right saboteurs talk on and on about the need to fix the border. But now, they don't actually want to see a bipartisan solution on the border.
Massachusetts State Ballot Law Commission has rejected an effort to disqualify the former president from that state's ballot. Tom Hodgson is the chair of the Trump campaign in Massachusetts.
This whole issue is really based on no substantiation that the president was involved in any kind of insurrection. There is no conviction that he's done anything wrong in regards to that.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.